BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Louise. I'm 23. And I'm from Large. You might not know this, but I ate Japanese food with a famous rapper. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Go
Hi, here's our podcast for Tuesday. Innuendo Bingo with Ace off of One Extra, who is brilliant and has a laugh like this. When we fall asleep on people, on trains and planes. How Chris is going to revolutionise Radio 4's The Archers. Real or no real, we play along with Greg James. And which huge rap star did Louise, our listener, share her tuna sashimi with? It's all coming up on this Scott Mills Daily. Make sure you enjoy it.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That awkward moment when you fall asleep on someone's shoulder on the train.
Oh, yes, I had this morning.
Did you apologise to the man?
It was really weird, because when I woke up, it was that awkward, sort of startled waking up thing, because I realised I was sleeping on him.
So you're coming from Brighton to London?
Yeah, I had to travel from Brighton this morning.
Were you completely, like, poured over him, giving him a hug? Because I've done that before.
No, it was awkward. It was worse than that. It was almost romantic.
Were you on his lap?
No, I was not on his lap.
His head resting gently on his lap. Was he stroking your hair?
No, he wasn't. I just woke up, and I realised my head was on his shoulders. I mean, it looked like a sort of couple-y thing.
I had to apologise. You know what I was talking about on that plane the other day where I sat between a couple?
Yeah.
And they seemed to be fine with the seats they were sitting in. I would have moved and let them sit together, but they were like, no, you're all right. So I'm in the middle of this couple who were, you know,
yeah,
large-ish. And after a while, you can't just stay there and, like, huddle up, because the seat is small if you've got two bigger people either side of you.
Mm.
Like, you don't have much room. So eventually, you do have to just relax into the fat.
Yeah.
And I did fall asleep on the bloke to the left of me. Because there was a lot of the guy, you know, and I was just like, it's quite comfortable.
But this guy, he didn't say anything. I think he was one of those people that was a bit scared to... Because it is awkward, isn't it?
If
someone's asleep, to wake them up and go, look, I'm...
Did you say, I'm really sorry
I
slept on you?
Yeah, I did. Because it was just pulling into London, the train. I was like, mate, I'm so sorry. Won't do that again.
And he said,
No, don't worry. It's fine.
Right. How long do you think you were asleep on his lap for?
Do you know what? I was on that train an hour and a half. And I fell asleep right at the start.
Right. So he was, like, stroking your hair for a good 90 minutes.
He wasn't stroking my hair. And I don't know what I said to him in my sleep or anything like that.
Oh, because you talk in your sleep
I do a bit, because we've recorded me sleeping.
Do you remember? And you went, the Chinese man.
Chinese man.
Because we had that little app where we could record what you said in your sleep. So God knows what you said to him.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I find it weird when people text in going, this is weird, Radio 1 and Radio 2 are both playing Skyfall. Who sits there with two radios?
Constantly flicking.
All the time.
Just waiting for this moment.
Yeah, oh, it's on Radio 1 and 2, that's weird.
And I bet they kept then switching between.
Why are you doing that? That was Adele and Skyfall, my big thing this week. So, a lot of people liking your Skyfall theme, a lot. Got a few people here asking to hear it. The James Bond producers had gone to my friend Chris here and asked him to do a Skyfall theme. This is what it would have sounded like.
Skyfall, Freefall, Bat and Ball, Know It All, Booty Call, Jerry Hall, Cannonball.
Skyfall!
Chinese Wall, Sod All, City Hall, Concert Hall, Fatsas Mall, Montreal, Senegal.
Skyfall!
Shopping Mall, Apostle Paul, Abdominal Wall, Pub Crawl, Uni Hall, Front Crawl, RuPaul.
Skyfall!
Golf Ball, Tall Pool, Eight Ball, Capital, Omniball, Professional Football.
Skyfall!
Ah, pussy galore. Mm-hmm. I've been expecting you.
Now, we've done a trailer for this.
Come in.
With me as Bond.
A Bond.
And it's on the Radio 1 YouTube. Watch it now.
Octopussy, come in. I'll just pour it over my kumquats. Wailing Wall, Croquet Ball, Coffee Stall, Mrs. Hall, Recall, Urban Sprawl, Merlin Ball.
Skyfall!
Conference Call, Install, Curveball, Supporting Wall, Crank Call, Your Tool.
Skyfall!
How many people have watched our video at the moment?
Bizarrely, over 7,000 people have watched this video.
How many people have watched
it on YouTube?
How many people have watched Adele's official trailer?
Let me look. 20 million.
Okay.
So, there is a difference. But what I would say is my video has got less dislikes. It's only got one dislike.
I've noticed that. 6,970 people don't like hers.
Yeah.
Only one person dislikes yours.
Yes, exactly.
So, if you go to the Radio 1 YouTube, in fact, right, just go to YouTube and type in Scott Mills Skyfall, and you'll see our trailer with me as Bond. There's some brilliant stunts in it. I know our listeners can do anything. Let's see if we can get your Skyfall soundtrack and my not unofficial, I need to say official, my unofficial trailer more than Adele's before 4 o'clock this afternoon. We can do this. Our listeners can do anything. 20 million, let's go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Making myself comfortable with my chair there. Today, we welcome back to Innuendo Bingo, a triumphant return for Ace. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. You enjoyed that One Direction song, I noticed.
I did. I was toe-tapping.
That one's not on One Extra that much.
Not yet. We got the remix featuring Dappy and, some other people.
Miss Dynamite.
Miss Dynamite and Skepta. Yeah. And Jeremy are on it.
Okay, good. So, you know how to play Innuendo Bingo. You know the score.
Yeah.
It's Ace off of BBC Radio 1 Extra. Hey, listen, on the website right now, you even got your own caption.
What does it say?
It just says Ace
off of
BBC Radio 1 Extra.
That's a great description.
Now, if you missed Ace playing before, he has the best laugh ever. So we're going to try and bring that out again today. We've got a bin there, we've got my friend Chris, and we are ready to go. It's a mixture of new ones and classics for today's Innuendo Bingo. If you've got any new ones to send me, then email me, tell me what you heard, what you saw it or heard it on, what channel, roughly a time, and what they said. Email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, because if we use your clip on Innuendo Bingo, you get 250 Scott Mills points, like that, bam, if we use it. Okay, ready?
Yes. Ready, right.
Got the icy cold waters, and I think we're ready to go.
I've missed Ace.
I know. Danny in Brighton. Waiting outside in his car, listening to Innuendo Bingo. Got loads of people watching as well, like Mary, who's doing some coursework, and Holly, who is listening live on her dinner break at school. And also Laura Jane, who says, yes, lunchtime coinciding with Innuendo Bingo, my favourite. Okay, so get on the website and watch it. If you've never watched it before, do it, because it really, really is good. Okay, here we go. Right, this is from F1. Now, you'd think F1 drivers would really have to concentrate during a race, but apparently not.
That's twice within the space of a few corners. I've seen his hand up at his helmet, so is there another issue there?
Chris is gone. Right, Ace?
He's all good.
That's twice within the space of a few corners. I've seen his hand up at his helmet.
Second time round.
Right,
sometimes it gets him second time. Hey, Ace, don't be afraid to spray him, by the way.
I apologise.
All right?
No, don't you worry.
Okay. Right. Now, here's a classic from Nick Grimshaw. You do not need this first thing in the morning.
I can't do a stool because my thighs can't take it.
My bottom is a bit sore this morning.
Oh, God.
Projectile there from Ace and Chris.
Oh!
Chris not far behind.
It leaves with force.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
No, it's fine.
Don't be sorry. That's the game.
All part of the fun here, but
make it his face next time.
you with force. Blimey.
Okay, here we go. Tina sent this one in. Ready? Mm-hmm. This is from Grand Designs, Australia.
Stepping onto the terrace.
So this is what it's all about.
This is it.
I can understand why your dick's being last one.
That blooming Australian accent.
It was the accent. Yeah, it was the accent.
They're saying deck, of course.
I can understand why your dick's being large, Michael.
Of course.
It's
the accent. It's the accent.
Okay, more water, please.
I can understand why your dick's being large, Michael.
All right, here we go. Some classic. No? All right? Some classic local radio filth coming up. They just talk about anything on there. BBC Nottingham.
So you boned out this bird then.
Yeah.
And she made a duck dish.
She did, yes. That's right, and it was very tasty as well.
Oh, Ace has lost it again.
It is like a wounded bear.
He's like... okay.
Snort for Christmas.
I just snorted. I don't ever do that.
What's going on? Luke in Manchester just spat water out all over his friends in the common room. They're not best pleased. This really is the best thing on Radio 1.
Yeah.
On the website, Matt in Derby. It is good, if you're watching. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
More from F1. And again, the drivers just need to concentrate on driving.
I mean, we're starting a hour and a half Grand Prix. We all fold into the first part of the lap and then get creamed from the rear or creamed in the right rear.
Oh, Ace.
Oh.
I think we all need a little lie down after this. Oh, no. He's choking, quick. Help
He's
him.
He's killing me.
Help him.
Oh, that's a great one.
That was good.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Ace has gone again. I don't think he's heard that one before. It's a classic one, though.
No, it's a classic.
It's a classic.
No.
Okay.
Classic one.
Oh. Right. Lizzie in Bristol, right. Thank you for this. Got your waters there. Let's head over to the Archers.
Have you taken it up there before?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's actually broken.
I know he is. Water, please.
That's the Archers, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It all goes on there.
Have you taken it up there before?
Okay.
He's got one hand raised.
Okay. More Archers now. Here we go.
I haven't long finished milking myself.
He's projectile today.
Dribbling. I can't get over the force
I'm
with which
so
it...
sorry.
That's good.
With which it comes out.
Ace's laugh is fantastic, says KC in Billingshurst.
Hi, KC. This is breaking me. I'm soaked.
Okay.
Right.
More Archers. They love it.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
It's a classic. Okay, I've only got a couple more, Ace.
Please.
If you can survive those, that'd be good.
Where am I? I'm here. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, this is always a good one.
Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a barrier, but a place to meet, gaze.
You can hear him trying to hold it in with all his might, but he just can't.
It was the pause.
Yeah, it is the pause.
Yeah. You can look, you can gaze. Okay, and one more.
Oh, one more.
One more.
Hang on. Mm-hmm.
And it's the right. It's the Great British Bake Off.
Catherine, if you haven't put that 1 metre long meat mallet in the oven, it needs to go in now. Massive. It's just frightening.
Both of them. And well done, everybody. You survived another innuendo bingo.
Well,
Ace, it's always a pleasure. Are you okay?
I'm all right. Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Thanks for watching. If you did, on the Radio 1 website, thank you for listening. Let us know how your experience of Innuendo Bingo was today.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Scott. I was on my way home from college, and it was a long day. I fell asleep, and I woke up leaning on some poor old woman's shoulder.
Oh. How long had you been there for on her shoulder?
I must have been about an hour.
Oh, my word. Had you been drooling?
Well, I was really concerned I might have been, but I hadn't.
At least you're happy about it.
I was. I was like, oh.
What did she say?
Did I have a long day? Are you okay? You must have needed a sleep.
Oh, bless the old lady. You must have needed a sleep.
Do you reckon she wanted to get off and just couldn't because there was someone asleep on her shoulder?
Yeah, I wonder what stop she was supposed to have got off at.
Oh, I love her.
And if she had maybe stayed on a bit too long.
Do you talk in your sleep? Do you think you said anything?
I do talk in my sleep.
Oh, no. You should get that thing where you can record what you say in your sleep. It's really quite weird.
No, I think it's best nobody hears.
Okay. Oh, hello. Have you been spotted?
Yeah.
Oh, she's on Radio 1, look. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Hello, it's Scott. Now we've got a show and tell. This is where a member of the team brings something new to the table for us all to enjoy. Now, this isn't new, Chris.
No.
But it's new to you.
Yes, and this is my show and tell. Very excited to share it with everyone.
Well, share it with the class.
It's something which you wouldn't expect that I would like, and it sort of comes from my parents. My parents listen to this show called The Archers.
Yeah.
Which is like a really popular... Is it like, would you call it a radio feature?
I'd say it was a radio soap opera.
But I think you can get it as like a podcast and stuff like that, but my parents love it.
Yeah.
But I know of it, of course, because of Innuendo Bingo.
And classic clips like this.
Have you taken it up there before?
Yeah.
And this.
I haven't long finished milking myself.
It's all on The Archers.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
So that's the only time you've heard of The Archers before now.
And it's sort of becoming my favourite thing.
What attracts a 25-year-old boy from Pinner to the lives of the country folk on Radio 4?
It's just banter, isn't it?
Just bants.
But it's really good, and there's so much innuendo.
Yeah, there is.
But I do have a sort of problem with The Archers.
Let me guess, you're going to tell them how they can improve it?
Well, I do have a couple of suggestions.
Despite the fact that I think they have the most downloaded podcast in the world. Don't they?
Well, maybe. But the way I see it is I listen to their show, so I assume their producers are listening to this right now. I can give them a couple of tips, and hopefully it can help improve their download rating thing.
Right. I don't think they really need it, but you're saying that they'll get more downloads if they take notes.
Yeah, I only want to help. The problem I have with The Archers is the cliffhangers at the end, which I think are a bit weak. I think they would get more downloads if they concentrated on writing decent cliffhangers at the end.
Does not much happen?
It just seems to fit. It doesn't go out with a bang. I mean, EastEnders, for example, know how to do it properly.
Okay, let's hear one of those.
I've got a clip from like a normal episode of EastEnders.
So your typical EastEnders cliffhanger.
She's dead!
Do you know what I mean?
It's dramatic.
That's how you finish a show.
Yeah.
And this is one from The Archers.
These days, I'd much rather be in a relationship that means something than settle for a quick thrill.
Yeah.
At the moment, the only way that's going to happen is if I buy myself a cat.
Oh, wow.
And that's it. That's where it finishes there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not making me want to listen to the next one.
No. I'm thinking we need to sort of copy the formula from...
What?
copy the formula from EastEnders. I've got another clip from EastEnders.
Well, hang on, let's just compare those two again first.
She's dead!
That was EastEnders. And now, The Archers.
These days, I'd much rather be in a relationship that means something than settle for a quick thrill.
Yeah.
At the moment, the only way that's going to happen is if I buy myself a cat.
Can anyone tell me, in the next episode, did she buy a cat, though?
I'm not sure, actually.
See, maybe I am hooked. We've got another one.
Yes.
Okay. Another EastEnders, is it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I don't think you realise just how serious this is, Lola. Carry on like this and you'll lose Lexi for good.
Oh, yes, that's good.
And then here's another one from the Archers.
I've got a ticking clock on my first big order for ready meals and absolutely no idea where I'm going to make them.
See what I mean? There's not enough drama.
No.
There's not enough sort of...
I don't really care.
Now, I'm happy to write their cliffhangers for them if
they want.
Oh,
right. Do you think they listen, the Archers?
Well, I assume they do. I listen to them. It'd be rude if they
the least they could do.
I'm up for it. You know, I'm a newfound... I'm sort of a new writer now, aren't I?
Yeah, I mean, so you like the way it all happens. You like the story.
Love the story.
But it's just like end on a bigger story.
It's like at some thing. Point they've just gone, right, we'll finish now.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Without thinking of the cliffhanger.
Do you want one more? I've got this classic EastEnders dum-dum-dum moment.
Yeah, I mean, this is the ultimate.
No, you can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother. Yes, I am. Yeah.
You know.
That was a good one.
That's a beefy one, isn't it? And then this is the most exciting one I could find lately from the Archers.
I'm not offended at all. You're right. You deserve a rest.
Aye, well, thanks. Here. Should we go mad and order some garlic bread with our pizza?
Oh, wow. And did they? Did they order the garlic bread?
Well, it finishes there. Oh, do you genuinely find that exciting?
Well, I think I'd
maybe
quite
I've
like
got this wrong.
I'd quite like to know. But anyway, Archers, just putting it out there, if you want someone to beef up the end of the episode, I've got the man right here, sitting right here, right now. Can we hear that one again, please? That's my fave.
I'm not offended at all. You're right. You deserve a rest.
Aye, well, thanks. Here, should we go mad and order some garlic bread with our pizza?
Go mad.
Go mad. I liked that. Thank you very much. And
no
that
worries.
Was Chris's Show and Tell. Nice. Haven't done that for a while.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Louise introduced the show.
You might not know this, but I ate Japanese food with a famous rapper.
Hey, Louise.
Hi.
Are you at work?
Yes.
I can tell because you're doing that quiet work voice.
Hello, I'm fine now.
So you've eaten sushi with a very famous rap star?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
Basically, I was in Marbella with my friend last summer.
Right.
So we were in a bar... And he kept on playing Fat Joe music. And we were thinking, it's a bit random. Next thing, we looked over and Fat Joe walked into the bar with his entourage.
Fat Joe?
Fat Joe himself.
Fat Joe? Now, I haven't heard this name for a while. What did he do?
What's love?
Got to do it. Got
to do it. Oh, tune.
I know. So anyway, we get invited over to join... Fat Joe and his entourage.
Hang on a second, did you immediately recognise Fat Joe from 2003?
Well, he wasn't fat, he was actually quite slim.
Well, that's stupid then, isn't it? Because he's ruined his whole act.
He has, he lost it.
If he was skinny, then how did you recognise him?
He's huge.
I know, he was actually proper skinny, it must have been all the sushi.
I'm not sure you saw Fat Joe, I think you saw Fat Joe's brother or something, or Fat Joe's cousin.
Fat Joe, he's been on a diet.
We should find out what diet he's on.
I'm going to get on it.
You'd love that.
It must be the sushi.
Can I ask, Louise, at which point did you realise it was Fat Joe?
When everybody was like, there's Fat Joe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. No one was going, oh, look, there's Fat Joe.
He was.
They weren't.
He was doing a concert.
I wouldn't recognise him if he stood up in my soup.
He's doing a concert in Marbella, so... They were obviously loving a bit of Fat Joe comeback.
I'm just doing a bit of research, and on his Wikipedia, there is a chapter, an actual chapter called Weight Loss.
Oh.
And in 2011, Fat Joe, he shedded 88 pounds. He now opts for smaller portions of meals. Smaller portion meals of fruit, vegetables and lean meats.
And let me guess, does he exercise regularly?
Yeah, he's on.
There you go.
He needs rebranding, a new name, doesn't he?
He does. Smaller portion Joe.
Or just kind of medium Joe.
Mm.
Lol that everyone was going, oh my God, it's Fat Joe.
I know.
So Fat Joe comes into this bar in Marbella to a hero's welcome.
Yeah, to a hero's welcome.
And then what happens?
And then so they invited us over to join them at the bar. And then we thought, this night can't get any more random. But we ended up going to his concert with him.
You went to the concert with Fat Joe?
With Fat Joe.
And then what happened?
And then we ate sushi.
But very small portions.
Oh, right,
very,
yeah.
Very small portions, yeah.
Only like one of those mini packets.
Yeah. Did you feel like you were in a hip-hop video?
The groupies turned up afterwards and then it felt a bit more hip-hop video.
Yes.
What does Fat Joe call his fans? That's a good one.
I have no idea.
The fatties.
The chubby chasers.
Chubby chasers.
I have no idea.
Wow, that sounds like quite an evening.
It was quite an evening.
And are you still in touch?
Unfortunately, no. We lost touch.
Now, we were talking about this last week. You know when you've only got one or two songs, normally one. Where did Fat Joe play What's Love in the set? Was it right at the beginning or right the last song at the end?
Do you know he didn't play it at all?
Oh, that's... What an idiot. That's like the temper trap, as we were saying last week, going on and not playing Sweet Disposition.
Mm. Exactly.
Right, Louise, let me ask you again. Are you absolutely positive it was Fat Joe? One, he's thin, and two, he didn't perform What's Love.
It's definitely him. Photographic evidence.
Wow. I'm not so sure.
Definitely Fat Joe.
Well, that is a brilliant, brilliant star spot.
My life is now complete.
And a warning to anyone attending future Fat Joe concerts, he might not do the song.
And eat before.
Exactly.
Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show, Louise. Good fact.
No bother at all.
Love you, bye.
My pleasure. Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for Real or No Real.
I like this.
Part of Oh, What's Occurring? Do you like this?
Yeah.
It's a fun game. Some of it's made up. Some of it are actual real facts that you can impress your mates with down the pub.
I'm still surprised about that pee one from yesterday.
I've forgotten already.
Oh, disposable.
Snorting peas, wasn't it?
Oh, how could I forget
how
that?
How quickly we move in
and
this world.
And you said that you'd done that at university.
I hadn't really.
Don't try that.
Don't snort peas.
Please don't do that. It's terrible. Actually, Philip Schofield got into trouble today with Fern. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
about
what
the
was
Malteser.
Going on.
Well, Philip Schofield was talking about a Malteser that went up someone's nose. And he said, I bet Fern has that problem because of her nostrils. In a rare moment of him being a bit nasty. And then Fern, you know, Fern takes things way too far.
Yeah.
Like girls try to.
Oh, like
she does as well.
Like if you pinch a girl, and they'll get you back by kicking you in the ghoulies.
Yes.
And you think, oh, that's the same. It's not the same.
Good use of ghoulies.
Yeah. Well, I nearly said something else.
Who? It is a who, but I really like it. Thanks for bringing that back to our attention.
What else was I going
to
say? Can you say nads?
Yeah, that's fine. And now it's time for this. So is it real or not?
There is an official rock, paper, scissors league.
Oh, what? Most boring people on earth.
Too much free time.
I bet there is, though. I can imagine. I can imagine that.
There's that pub around the corner from Radio 1 that they have that thing every Monday night where they do the models and they have the board game thing and the thing.
Do they?
Do you know that board game where they have the little warlords and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, what?
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah,
upstairs in that pub around the corner.
Do they?
They do it every Monday. It's a secret club. And it's like...
not anymore.
Not Warhammer, whatever it's called. Like Warhammer, but worse.
Not that secret now.
Worse
than Warhammer.
I think that might be the same pub where I went to the moustache growing competition.
Probably.
Once.
Do they do something different every night? Like it's a little secret club every night?
Yeah, me and my flatmate had a whole evening with the moustachios.
The one that they do the cheap Thai food in. That one.
Yes!
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, God.
That one.
It all goes on there. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it's real.
Is it real?
Is that the same place that I go to play the ukulele every now and then?
Yeah, I think so.
At the ukulele club.
They've got too many themes going
it's
on.
It's a magical place. It
they
really
need
is.
To stick to one and brilliant. Be good at one.
Best ever.
Anyway, is there a rock, paper, scissors club?
I hope so.
I reckon there
I'm
is.
I'm going to join it.
Yes, that one is real.
Yep. You can imagine that.
Where is it? Do you know?
No.
Oh. I want some more info. Rock, paper, scissors club.
It's probably on Sky Sports.
4. Well, Channel 5. 5 US.
Do you know, I was in the gym really early the other day. That won't happen again. Just trying it out.
Was that a mistake?
And, yeah, it was a mistake. I got there an hour early.
Put the cab to the wrong location.
Yeah. And you know, like, they still have those leggy lovelies on the beach doing exercise, and that's passed off as sports still on Sky Sports.
Fine.
About 6 a.m. in the morning, it's just loads of Australian girls. Sometimes they're by Sydney Harbour Bridge, and they're just exercising. Have you seen that? It's on early.
When?
About 6 a.m. It's always on when we do breakfast show.
That sounds... Why are you annoyed? It sounds great.
I'm not annoyed. I'm just saying, is that sport? And yes. Now, another one.
Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier is officially the biggest hit ever in Poland.
Don't know if that's something to shout about, is it?
Mm.
Probably.
Well, I can see that happening. I'm going to go real.
Real.
You both think it's real?
Yeah.
Yes, that's real.
Yeah, I can imagine
had
that
to
too.
Be. Had to be.
Actually, I went to Poland recently. It was on. All the time.
So did they translate it? Or was it
no,
the same?
It's same as. It's on more than it is here. That's a lot.
More than it is here. Yeah. But it's always on here.
Yeah, always on here. Imagine there. It's like never ding, 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 ding. Like walking down the street, you hear it. And next!
Roast lamb, when heated to 200 degrees Celsius, has the same explosive effect as dynamite.
Interesting. I have no idea.
I don't think this is real, because you would have heard about this. You would have
tried it.
But isn't it the same sort of thing when isn't it a myth when if you feed something to pigeons, they blow up because they can't burp? And stuff
yeah.
like that.
Don't do that.
Bicarbonate of soda.
Don't
try that.
But heating up lamb as a weapon, I just don't think it's been done. I've never heard about it.
But it's probably cheaper than dynamite.
Please do not use lamb as a weapon.
No, definitely not. Or any meat.
We should ask Tyo Cruz. He loves a bit of dynamite.
He does,
doesn't he?
Anyway, real or no real?
No, I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say not real.
That one is no real.
Oh yes.
And here's your next fact.
Extensive research from Canadian medical laboratories has proven that moose horn has a chemical in it that can prevent tennis elbow.
Now, what is tennis elbow? That sounds like gout or something like
that. Is that like jogger's nipple?
It is a bit of an old... Joggers. It's a bit of a Henry VIII illness.
Trench
like
foot.
Gout, tennis elbow.
Doesn't someone here have gout?
My dad had gout once.
Yeah. It's a sign of good living.
It's just eating too much ham.
Yeah. It's a lot of wine and cheese.
It's wine and it's cheese, wine and ham. Mm.
It says I'm rich, doesn't it?
What, gout?
Yeah, it does.
It just says I'm retired.
Right, yeah.
That's my dad. He just sits at home and drinks wine all day.
Anyway, moose horn.
And tennis elbow, sorry, what is it? Tennis elbow.
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
I'm going to say...
Is it like when you hit a tennis ball, it's like, oh, my elbow.
Right, okay.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. But I'm going to say it's real.
I'm going to say not real.
That is no real.
Who made that up?
Fire. I don't know.
Who made that up?
Because we're stupid. And next, it's Marlon Dingle that makes them up from Emmerdale.
Oh.
Have you seen his Twitter?
Oh,
that's
right.
All he does.
Right.
Next.
Everyone loves trumpets.
Trumpets?
Oh, that's it, is it? Oh.
That's a fact.
Well, I mean,
that's almost as good as if you laid all your veins out, you would die.
Out of these people in the room, Chris, do you like trumpets?
I mean, we're talking about the instrument here rather than.
Well, then what?
I don't know. I thought this might be some.
No. What do you mean?
It's not an urban dictionary.
What else do you call a trumpet?
Well, no, I just. Don't worry.
Okay. Do you like the instrument, the trumpet?
I would say yes.
Scott?
Do you know what? I'm not fussed either way.
Oh.
But you can take them, I can leave them.
One that doesn't speak? He does, he's nodding. I like them.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But you don't, Scott, so it's not true.
Well, they're all right.
So it is no real.
Let me just check. No, actually, I do like them.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to say it's real.
Okay.
I'm going to go real.
Yes, that one is real.
So they are. Everybody likes trumpets. And then... At the end of today's Real or No Real, what are you saying on the scores?
Greg got 20, I got 50.
50?
Hang on a second. No, you didn't.
50?
I got them all right.
No, you didn't.
I think I did.
You didn't.
I think if someone at some point could listen back and...
No, I'm not...
I will happily return.
I'm not trusting a guy who keeps a score on a napkin.
We do everything on napkins.
Well, yes. I don't trust you.
Some of our best ideas are on napkins.
Yes. Yeah,
one night with Laura, flirt divert. All on napkins.
I don't trust you.
Okay. Anyway, so... I don't know why that's playing still. I'll leave that with you to argue it out yourselves.
Yeah.
You can decide who's got the points
and
who not.
Does Scott get?
We could do rock, scissors, paper around the local pub.
Okay, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. So, a lot of you will be wanting to know a bit of an update on the James Bond stuff. How many views has now Adele had of the official Skyfall video?
It's saying 19,465,759.
You're saying 20 million people before?
I think I may have rounded it up.
All right, okay. Or like people have unwatched it, erased it from their memories.
Unwatched it. Yeah.
And, okay, so she's got, well, let's say, 19 and a bit million. How many have we got of our trailer for Skyfall?
7,305.
That hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed, which makes me think.
Has it not updated?
No, so it could well be that we've got 19 million
more people and we don't know about it.
But it's just frozen for the time being, so hopefully before 4 o'clock that will have updated, we'll know exactly what's going on.
Come on, everyone, type Scott Mills Skyfall into YouTube. Our plan is to get Chris's Skyfall theme and video even more popular than Adele's. Between now and 4 o'clock, 20 million of you have watched the video for Adele. If about 19 million between now and 4 go on to Radio 1 YouTube, we will have achieved it.
I mean, it's getting some great comments.
Yeah.
Which is a positive sign as well.
Can you read any out?
Yeah, I can read some of them. Maybe not.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, that's a good one. Chris's voice is so much more soothing than screechy, shouty Adele.
I bet there's loads of comments about how good I am as James Bond.
Yeah, yes. That, I mean, that's been a real cause of debate, right, thanks to the trailer.
Imagine you are in the cinema and the lights go down, and this comes on as the James Bond theme.
Skyfall, free fall, baton ball, know-it-all, booty call, Jerry Hall, cannonball.
Skyfall!
Chinese wall, sod all, city hall, concert hall, fastest mall, Montreal, Senegal.
Skyfall. It's good.
Shopping mall, apostle.
He deserves these 20 million views.
Uni hall,
get on YouTube now.
Skyfall!
Golf ball, tall pool, eight ball, capital, omniball, professional football.
Skyfall!
Ah, pussy galore. I've been expecting you. Come in. Hello, Mr. Bond. Ah, Octopussy. Come in. I'll just pour it over my kumquats. Wailing Wall, Croquet Ball, Coffee Stall, Mrs. Hall, Recall, Urban Sprawl, Merlin Ball.
Skyfall!
Conference Call, Install, Curveball, Supporting Wall, Crank Call, Your Tools.
Skyfall!
If you loved that, then give the show a listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 live. If you can't do that, then I suppose you can download this free podcast tomorrow. I'll let you.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at